Today's Shir Masecht is Zochem Daf Ayin Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Zayin Amen Aleph, the top line of Ikashurayim. In our previous year, we had discussed a situation where somebody is not sure if he's a Metzaira, and as we discussed extensively, a Metzaira has to bring very specific Kabbonis, and including the Kabbonis that he has to bring is a Loig Shemen. And now the question is, if he's chayiv in the Loig Shemen, fantastic. That's what he has to bring as a Metzaira. If he's not chayiv to bring the Loig Shemen, so you can't just bring Chulin Trazara. So it has to be brought with a different purpose. And we said that he brought it as a Karban Nedava, which is similar to the Karban Mincha. But ask the Gemara, obviously, the procedure for a Karban, for the oil, the Loig Shemen that's used as an asham for the Metzaira, as we said, is used to sprinkle towards the Mizbeach and to put on the Metzaira himself. The Loig Shemen that's used for the common Mincha Shemen is that you take off, as we learned, a Kemitza from that Loig, and the rest is given to the Kahanim, like the Shirayim, of every Karban Mincha. And now the Gemara's issue is, how will we be able to do both of these things, both of these types of Kabbonis, properly, if they have such different halachas? Says Marika Shirayim, after you do the Kemitza on the Loig Shemen, you have the Shirayim, the Boyim Mechlenu, that the halach of the Shirayim is, the Kahanim have to eat them, and they have to wait after the Kemitza. But on the other hand, the Loig Shemen that the Metzaira brings, then there the halacha is that the Kohanim get to eat the Shirayim of that Loig Shemen only after we do the sprinklings that are required, the Hazos that are required. So if we're going to say that the Kohen should first take off Kemitza and put it on the Mizbeach, and then afterwards he should do what is required of a Metzaira, how would the Kohen be able to eat the Shirayim? There was the amount that we had to add back to the Kemitza that we take off, because the halacha is that the Loig Shem that we bring for the Metzaira has to be a full Loig, and now we're taking off part of the Loig to do the Kemitza, and you have to take Kemitza from a whole Loig Shemen. Here, we lost part of it, that we added part of it later on after the Kemitza to make it into a full Loig for the Metzaira, and from that part there wasn't a full Kemitza. And the halacha is that you have, in order for the Karban Shemen to be a proper Karban, you have had to have done a proper Kemitza with the whole Loig. And here, you can't do it as the whole Loig. We should ask a question that why don't we say that we should just burn the oil l'shem eitzim? And if you'll burn it l'shem eitzim, you wouldn't have a problem that you don't have shirayim that the kohanim could eat. So the Rishonim say that we don't preferably do l'shem eitzim. We don't preferably do l'shem eitzim where we don't have to. Says the Gemara, the Parakle. What he does is he adds a little oil that we should have, the amount of oil that we took off for the Kemitza. We add that oil, and he makes the following Tanai. If there's an obligation to bring a whole Loig because he's a Metzaira, so that additional oil that we are putting now in, that we are putting here, should indeed serve that purpose. And if he didn't have to bring a Loig Shemen because he wasn't a Metzaira, and all he was bringing was a Shemen for Karban Mincha, so the extra oil that's being added to this Loig should only be in the Dova. It should not, and only have a Kedusha Stamim. It should not have the Kedusha of a Karban Mincha. And then that extra should be redeemed on money. And then it'll become chulin, and therefore the Kohanim will be able to eat everything that's in this Loig. If it's because no matter how we look at it, if it was a like Shemen of Mitzayra, so everything was done properly. And if it wasn't a like Shemen of Mitzayra, then it's still not a prob. Then it was an Adava, and Adava I could do only with Kedushas Damim. The question that the Rishonim ask is, the oil is being put into this klisharis, and isn't there a halacha that whatever is put into klisharis gets a kedushas guf? So answer Tosis that the only time that klisharis or mekadosh what's ever put into them is when that was your full-fledged intention. Here, since that wasn't intention, it was intention like we just described, then it doesn't automatically become Kaddish. Another answer that Taisa suggests is that Kli Sharis are only Mekaddish anything that's in them when you fill them up completely with that, fill them up completely. Here, as we just finished describing, we're only putting in part of it into the Kli Sharis, as the part that we took off as a Kaimitz. If we don't put in the entire Kaili L'shem Kedushas, then the Kli Sharis will not have the ability to be Mekadoshet. Ask the Gemara. So the Gemara is suggesting that we're going to put him in with this Tanai that was just described. And after it's put in with this Tanai that's described, then we will be paid this extra amount. Ask the Gemara, hey, Park Lehecha. But the Gemara asks exactly how would that take place? Igavai, if it's going to be done in the Azara, so we have an issue of Kamayel Chul and Azara. Then it turns out that this Shemen was not supposed to be in the Azara. It was Chulin. And we're not allowed to bring Chulin to the Azara. V'evroi, and if we're going to take it outside the Azara, because that's where we want to do the Pidyon, if Slebiyotze, we've learned many times that Kachi may not be taken out of the Azara. Answers the Gemara, Loilam Gavoy. It's brought into the Azara. But here, when is there an Isser, says the Gemara, of bringing Chulin to Azara? This of bringing Chulin to Azara applies when I deliberately bring Chulin to Azara. Here, when it was brought in, it wasn't brought in as Chulin to Azara. It only was created, a situation turned out to be Chulin to Azara. And says the Avni Eglei Tal in explaining this Gemara, the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara is when somebody brings Chulin to the Azara. But if somebody creates a situation that by what he did becomes Chulin Ba'azara, that isn't considered bringing Chulin Ba'azara. And he explains, because he says that the Isser of bringing Chulin Ba'azara is based on a Maimer Chazal. Ma'ani b'shalach asur, Af ata b'shaliyasa. We have to treat Hegdish that just like Kachim can't be brought outside the Azara, so too Chulin cannot be brought into Azara. So he explains that the Issa to take Kachim outside the Azara is only when you deliberately take Kachim outside the Azara. He says, but let's say you had a situation that you had Kachim chutz l'Azara, and now the question is leaving them in outside the Azara, that is not considered the Isra of Kachim B'chutz. So he says the same thing applies when we bring Chulin into the Azara. The Isra of bringing Chulin to Azara is to bring Chulin into the Azara, but to leave something in the Azara that is Chulin is not a violation of Chulin B'Azara. There are Rachroinim that actually say that this position that the Gemara just took in describing Chulin Ba'azara is not necessarily the halacha l'maisim. Ask the Gemara, but we have another problem. As we began the shir, as we began the issue that we are discussing, we discussed that we have a problem here of bringing Shemen into the what are we going to do with the Mitzvah's obligation to bring Shemen. If he's obligated, that he has to bring it. If he's not obligated, what are we going to do? So we said that we're going to bring the Shemen and make it tonight. If it's the Shemen that the Mitzvah has to bring, fantastic. And if it's not the Shemen the Mitzvah has to bring, then it should be Shemen of an Adava. But ask the Gemara, we're going to learn later in Masechta that the opinion of Rav Shimon is the Amos Nadim Shemin, that you can't bring a carbon Shemin as an Adava. So how could the Gemara suggest that that's what we should do here? Answers the Gemara, indeed, Rav Shimon holds that in normal circumstances, this is not something that can be done. Here we have a unique situation, Tikkuni Gavri Shavri. We have a person who we don't know how to treat him. Is he a Metzaira or is he not a Metzaira? Such a person could be brought Shemin as for a Nadava. Says the Gemara, so ask Taisus the obvious question. If Rav Shimon's opinion is that there's no such a thing as Shemin as a Nadava, yes, this person, as we're learning, is in a difficult situation. But how could the Gemara give a suggestion to do something which is not permissible? You can't just make something up. So the Rishonim answer that obviously Rav Shimon's opinion is that it's only lechatchila. One should not bring Shemin as an Adava. But the Eved, one can bring Shemin as an Adava. And this is going to be considered, obviously, a situation of a Bidi Eved, because otherwise this person who's a Suffolk Mitzayra won't have any other options. Says the Gemara, Yosef of Rechumi, Kamei de Ravina, the Yosef of Kamei B'Shmei de Rafuna B'Tachlifa. He said, why does he make this Tanai, the person who's bringing the carbon Oshem and makes a Tanai. If he's a Metzaira, it should be the carbon that a Metzaira has to bring. And if not, it should be Shalom Nedova. The name of Oshem say, yeah, Oshem Tali. We know that the halacha is that if somebody has a Suffolk, if he did an Aveira, he brings an Oshem Tali. And the Gemara Masech the Krisis teaches us that there are a number of opinions about the Oshem Tali. One opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, that a person can bring an Oshem Talui even if he doesn't know that he has a Suffolk that he did an Aveira. The Gemara says, maybe Adam Oshem Talui b'kol yoyim. A person could technically bring an Oshem Talui every day because he's not sure maybe he did an Aveira. The other opinion of Rabbi Lezer, the name of Baba Bambuta, is a person could bring. The first opinion is he could bring an Oshem Tali even if he doesn't have a Suffolk. Rabbi Lezer in the name of Baba Bambuta could bring it on the Suffolk that he maybe did an Aveira. And the opinion of the Chum is that you could only bring an Oshem Tali when you know for sure that you have a situation that you have a Suffolk and Aveira, which as we often describe, that the person had two pieces of meat in front of them. One was kosher, one was not kosher, and he doesn't know which one he ate. So he says that the Gemara here, so now the question is, according to the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, that a person could bring an Oshem Tolui every day, so why do we say that the carbon he's bringing is being brought as a Shlomim? He should say it's coming as an Oshem Tolui. Certainly explain the Mefarshim, according to the opinion that you could bring an Oshem Tolui every day. But even according to the opinion that it's a you could only bring it when you think you might have done something wrong. This should be no worse. Shmamina, says the Gemara, the fact that that wasn't offered as an option in our Gemara. Shmamina, man talan the Paul Rebbe Lezer, who's the Tana that disagrees with Rebbe Lezer and is of the opinion that you can't bring an Oshem Tali without a obligation to bring an Oshem Tali. It's Rav Shimonhi, Dama Amos Adam Oshem Tali, says the Gemara Amalei, Ravina said to Rav Chumi, Tyra, Tyra. He says, you're such a big Talmud Chachim. Imri b'dichri mechalach. How did you make this mistake? The Oshem Mitzayra come from Kvasim that are year old. The Oshem Tali come from Elim that are 2 years old. So how could you have even suggested that the person should make a Tanai? That if I'm chayv an Oshem Mitzayra, it should be an Oshem Mitzayra. And if I'm chayv, if I'm not, it should be an Oshem Tali. The animals that are brought from Oshem Mitzayra and Oshem Tali are totally different animals. Oshem Mitzayra is a one-year-old animal. Oshem Tali is a two-year-old animal. So that's why Rav Shimon did not offer that as an option. And not because Rav Shimon necessarily is of the opinion that you can't bring an Oshem Tali even without an absolute chiyuv. Says the Mishnah, every chatis should disarva by every oila. If the every of a varm of a carbon chatis got mixed up with a varm a carbon oila, and we have an issue. The avrim of a carbon chatos are eaten by the kohanim. The avrim of a carbon oila are burnt on the mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar Omer Yitel Amala. He says, put all of these avrim on the mizbeach. V'royanis bosa chatos mamala. And if they put the meat of the carbon chatos that doesn't belong there, it'll be looked at. And therefore, if it doesn't belong there, it's not allowed to be there. But the person who puts it up should have kavana that if that they should not be treated like avrim, they should be treated like wood that's put on the mizbeach. And like that, it'll be allowed to be put on the mizbeach. Chamaimrim, they say that since the amrim of a carbon chatos are not supposed to be put on the mizbeach, because the halacha is what's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, of course, should be burnt on the mizbeach, and what's not supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach may not be put on the mizbeach. So therefore, that option of putting them on the mizbeach and having in mind that they should be treated as eitzim isn't an option. And therefore, they say tuva tzurasun. Tuva tzurasun, Rashi says, is that you leave it overnight. And by leaving these avrim overnight, it becomes usur belina. Anything that was left overnight may no longer be put on the mizbeach. And once it's over tzurasun, it becomes like nicer, and they just have to be burnt. That's the way Rashi explains tuba tzurasun. There are others that explain that tuba tzurasun is, as the words seem to apply, that we let the meat become spoiled. Once we let the meat become spoiled, then the halacha is you can't put them on the mizbeach. And at that point, once the meat, for whatever reason we just gave, is not able to be put on the mizbeach, the halacha is v'yetzu lebeis asreifa, that the halacha is they should be burnt. The halacha, of course, the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Likutei Halachos asks a question. According to Chachamim, what we're doing is, especially the way we explain Rashi's Pshat, we're deliberately making these Avrim into Oila, into Nicer. How are we allowed to do so? So he says that by leaving him, since you're not doing a mite, so why would they make the suggestion? Wouldn't it be better maybe to put it on the Mizbeach, even though they don't like that you should put it on the Mizbeach Eitzim? He says, this is a fundamental approach to when there's an issue. When we have an issue, what should we do? Should we do something actively that may be wrong, or should we just be passive? Rebbe Elazar says we actively put them on the Mizbeach L'Shem Eitzim. But when we actively put them on the Mizbeach L'Shem Eitzim, we may be doing an Aveira. But when we leave them not on the Mizbeach, we just leave them, it's maybe something wrong making noise, but it's not something that we did actively. And since we didn't do it actively wrong, that's why it's Sheva Taisa, it's better. Another approach to answer this question is an approach that I saw from the Migdash David. The Migdash David says that these Avrim, because we don't know what their status is, can be put on the Mizbeach. So they fall into into the category of something that we've discussed many times in our Shurim. And that is the concept of Nitcha, that it became Dochi from the Mizbeach, it became unusable on the Mizbeach. And when you have something which is Dochi, which we have something which can't be put on the Mizbeach, we don't have an issue of creating nicer. When is there an issue of creating nicer? When you have perfectly good meat that either should be put on the mizbeach or it's meat that should be eaten, and you go and you make it into nicer. We had the concept that we discussed. Emavim kachon beisa psul. We're not allowed to make nicer. Over here, we anyway, because we don't know the status of these avrim and can't put them on the mizbeach, so they are now in the category of nitcha. Something which is in the category of nitcha there is no issue of making it, leaving it and making it a nicer. That's what the Rabbanim say. Begins the Gemara, my time with the Rabbi Elazar, why does Rabbi Elazar say his opinion? He says, because the Pasuk says, Ki kol sar v'chol dvash l'sotir mena ish l'Hashem, that you're not allowed to put sar or dvash on the Mizbeach. But there's another Pasuk that says, Amakra, Kabin resh is takar v'oysam l'Hashem, v'al Mizbeach l'yalu l'reich nechayach. So we learn from here two halachas. One halacha is, as we just said, that you're not allowed to put sar or dvash on the Mizbeach. And the halacha is that anything that's put on the Mizbeach, the rest should not be put on the Mizbeach. So when the Torah says afterwards, V'al Mizbeach lo yal reich l'chayach, says Rabbi Elazar that this pasuk is continuation of what we just learned, to teach us that something that's not allowed to be put on the Mizbeach, l'reich n'chayach etamala, it's not allowed to be put on. It's not allowed to be put on the Mizbeach for reich n'chayach. If you're putting it on the Mizbeach, l'shem eitzim, that's permissible. V'rabbonin, who say tuvitz rosson and don't agree to this approach of eitzim, miyit rechmana oisom, the pasuk says, karmen reishas takriva oisom, the Torah says, oisom, that sar dvash may not be put on the Mizbeach, but the halacha is that we do bring from dvash bikurim. And from the sar we bring the shtei lechem. When the Torah says the word oisom, where the Torah says v'mizbeach lo yal reich nechayach oisom hu di atamala, ava atamala l'shem eitzim, ava mida achrina, dov anything else that you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach loy cannot be put on. So he's saying what the Torah is saying, that these things can be put on as long as it wasn't your kavana that it should be for reich nechayach. Other things can never be put on the mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar, who disagrees, he says, "Oysam u'derabaloch." By tsar dvash, the Torah comes to teach us that not only may they not be put on the mizbeach, that the kevish is kemizbeach, that they can't even be put on the ramp. Avol davachrini, something else that halacha is loy doesn't have the same halacha. Rabbanan, and the opinion of the Rabbanan, that the whole pasuk is speaking only about tsar dvash, not anything else. And we're learning from here two things. One is that the ramp of the Mizbeach has the same din as the Mizbeach, only regarding tsar dvash. And also that the halacha is that only tsar and dvash can be put on the Mizbeach l'shem eitzim, nothing else. Says the Gemara Masnisin, our Mishnah that we just had, the Machloikis, what do we do when the Avery Chattis got mixed up with the Avery Oilo? The Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that they should all be put on L'Shem Eitzim. And Rabbanan's opinion is that they should be brought L'Beisa Sreifa. The Mishnah we're going to have in Mitzvah Shemen Amid Beis, that if Avrim of healthy animals got mixed up with the Avrim of Baal Mum, the Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that if you already brought up one of the heads, we, as we learned earlier in our Perek, could assume that that was the problematic head, and therefore you could bring the rest. And if not, don't. The loikai tana is different than this tana. The tanya Rabbi Yehuda, like nekul Rabbi Elazar v'chamal every chatish and sever be'oilo shikervu. Everybody agrees that they should be brought up as eitzim. Similarly, roiva v'nirva, if the avrim of a kosher animal got mixed up with the avrim of roiva v'nirva, everybody agrees lo yikervu. A man nikvu, where do we have a machlokes? Al every oil to me mishnas avru, mevri balas mum. That this is allowed to be brought up and this is not allowed to be brought up. Shabbalaz ami yikvu. Shabbalaz said they should be put up. Viroyani, and we look at the avram the bal mum that were put on the mizbeach el eitzim. Chamaimrim lo yikvu. The rather the loch is that teitze lebeis asreifa. So according to Yehuda, when every chattis and every oil get mixed up, even the chachamu will agree that we could bring it up l'shem eitzim. Whereas the tan of Amish is of the opinion that even when it's every chattis and every oil get mixed up, the chachamu will hold the yetz l'beis hasreifa. When every tamima get mixed up with baal's mum, According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer says you can put it on the Mizbeach. According to Tana Kama, only if you put up one already can we be lenient, not to put them all. Ask the Rabbi Eliezer, why does Rabbi Eliezer differentiate between the case where it was the Avram of Aroiv of a Nirva got mixed in, that he's taking a stricter position, and when it's the Avram that got mixed up with Balas Mum, that he's lenient? Maishna, ask the Aroiv of a Nirva, says the Gemara Dloy Chazo, because there's never a case where we could bring about a Aroiv of a Nirva as a carbon. So ask the Gemara, Balas Mum Nami Loy Chazi, we can never bring about Mum as a carbon either. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Huna, truth is that when Avram got mixed up with Bali Mumin, the Rebbe Eliezer would agree that it should not put him on the Mizbeach. Because, as we just learned, Bali Mum can never be put on the Mizbeach. And since Bali Mum can never be put on the Mizbeach, we don't have the option that should be brought up as L'Shem Eitzim. When Rabbi Yehuda says that Rebbe Eliezer disagrees with the Chamin, and he holds that when they got mixed up, Avram Tamim with Avram Bali Mum, the halacha is that when is Rabbi Eliezer lenient, says the Gemara, he's only lenient bedukin shebaayin, when the mum is a cataract. And the Gemara explains, because since it's an insignificant mum, the insignificance is manifested by the fact that it's not really visible. And this is something that we're going to learn. Rabbi Kiva touches us. Domim alu. Rabbi Kiva is going to teach us on that pei dalid, that if a Baal Mum is put on the Mizbeach, lo yerdu, they remain there. And Rabbi Yochanan on that pei hei on Mabez will tell us that when Rabbi Kiva takes this lenient approach, it's only by the Baal Mum of Dukin Sheba Ayin. So there, Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if the Avram of Tamimim got mixed up with Bali Mumin, so that's when we'll put everything up on the Mizbeach. And it's not the same as Roiv of Nirva. But everything, by all other Mumim, Rabbi Eliezer will agree with the Chachamim that just like by Roiv of Nirva, he's not lenient, he will not be lenient by Bal Mum either. Ask the Gemara, but even Rabbi Kiva that's taking this lenient approach, is Eimadam Rabbi Kiva, when was Rabbi Kiva lenient? But the Eved, if they're on the Mizbeach, so the Allah is, as we keep on saying, Olo lo yardu, l'chatchila, to take potential Bali Mum Avram, even if they're just Avram of a Dukun Sheba Ayin Bal Mum, Rabbi Kiva never allowed them to be put on the Mizbeach. Answers the Gemara Amar Papa Hachem Mayaskinen Kasha'ol Al Gabakevus. They're already on the ramp, and since Rabbi Kiva, as we just learned, is lenient with the Mum of Dukun Sheba Ayin, we're also going to say that if they are on the ramp already, it's already considered like they were on the Mizbeach, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer, based on that opinion, will allow them to be put on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara Yehachi, if that's the basis here, that they're already on the ramp, then they could be already put on the Mizbeach because of Rabbi Kiva's opinion. So then why do we have to come up with a case where they got mixed up with the Avri Tumimim and the Avri Bamum? The Halacha should be a Filo Beinayu. Even if we have them not mixed up, we're being lenient on these type of Avrim. Answers the Gemara, El Tamid Rabbi Eliezer, we have to go back and explain Rabbi Eliezer. El Tamid Rabbi Eliezer, Meet Rachmana, the Pasuk says, Ki Mashchosim Bam Bum Bam Lo Yirotzu Lachem, Hu De Lo Yirotzu. When may a Bam Mum not be put on the Mizbeach? Only when it's alone. Holiday Teruva, Teruvis, but the case that we're speaking about, where it's mixed together with other Kabbonis, the Loch is that the Tarovis, that he's going to be lenient. The Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon said, Bom Hu De Leirotza, that the Pasuk is to be understood differently. The Pasuk is coming to teach us that an animal that's a Bal Mum cannot be brought as a carbon as long as it's a Bal Mum. But there's a new halacha that we learn here that, however, Mumam, if they are no longer a Bal Mum, then they can be brought as a carbon. Rabbi Eliezer, where will he know this halacha that if the mum is no longer there, now they can be brought as a carbon? He says, bom, the pasuk could have said, kimishchasu and bom. and the Torah says k'mashchasam b'hem, the extra hay is coming to teach us this new halacha that if it's no longer a balmum, then it's mutter. So certainly this Gemara that Rabbanan and now Rabbi Elazar are of the opinion that if it was a balmum, but now it got better, it can be brought as a mizbeach. We have often learned the halacha that we spoke about it earlier in our shir, the concept of dichui. If something becomes disqualified, does it remain permanently disqualified? So, but we've also, when we learned the concept of dichui, have had a discussion, do we say dichui by bal chayim? Do we only say dichui by animals that are not alive? Or do we say dichui even by animals that are alive? So if we follow the opinion that we don't say dichui by live animals, so here this balmum is going to be speaking about a live animal, obviously, that, and even though while it's a balmum, it can't be brought in mizbeach, this opinion follows bal chayim, living animals, and in the dochim. But the question now is, according to the opinion that holds bal chayim nidochim, that even live animals, if they become disqualified, remain permanently disqualified, how are we going to understand this gemara, this halacha, that if an animal's a balmum, and therefore became disqualified, if it gets well, and it's no longer a balmum, it could be brought. And we're learning now that everybody subscribes to that halacha. There's a machlok is how we know that halacha, but everybody agrees to that halacha. So the Rishonim answer that even the mandama that holds the Bal Chaim Nidochim, if there's a special limit in the pasuk teaching us that an animal that's a balmum is, if it gets well, it's not nitcha. So the way we're going to have to understand this gemara is that there's a special limud to teach us that the halacha here is different. And by balmum, we don't apply the concept of bal chayim nidochim. So we have now a machlokes how we learn it. Rabbi Elazar learns it from the extra hay bahem. The rabbanan don't agree. But ask the gemara, says the gemara, what about the rabbanan? What are you going to do with that hay? Rabbanan bom bahem leidarshi. Says the Gemara that if he's teaching us, the Velez is now teaching us, then when is there an Isser of putting a Balmum on the Mizbeach? The Isser of putting the Balmum on the Mizbeach is only in a case where it's alone. But when it's in a Taruvis, it's Mutter, Yehachi, Sir Velez said the Pasuk, said earlier in the Mishnah that the reason he's being lenient is because Royan the Eitzim, that I look at the Avrim that don't belong on the Mizbeach, as if they're just fire as wood, why do we have to say that vart? Why don't we just say a simpler vart? Her Rechmana Achshrei, the Torah said that a Balmum is Mutter B'taruvis, and we don't have to say anything else. Answers the Gemara, the Devreim Kamalu. Rabbi Elazar is addressing to the Rabbonim. Lididi, according to me, indeed, if it got mixed in, I don't have any problem. Because Rachmana Achshrei, the Torah says that when I have a balmum betaruvis, I'm fine. Lidat chu, obviously miho, the besar balmum be'etzim dami, that we should look at it like etzim, midi to have a besar chattis, just like we said that when the basa chattis got mixed up with the basa oila, that we put it all on the mizbech l'shem etzim. And it's the Gemara, the two cases are not the same. Why? Hachi Nisi, Balmum is Mos. So even if they're being brought up L'Shem Eitzim, we can't bring something that's Mos, a Balmum, on the Mizbeach. And therefore, we have no reason, we have no way, we can't just say, I'm bringing it as Eitzim. Hacha, when the Bosa Chattis and the Bosa Oila got mixed up, so yes, as we discussed earlier in our shir, that the basa chattis doesn't belong on the mizbeach, but it's not meisi, and that's why we can be lenient. Says the Mishnah Evarim, Beivarim. If the Avrim of a carbon oila got mixed up in the Avrim of Balimum, so Rav Elazar says, if before you recognize that you have this problem, Karvrosh Achimhem, you put up the head of one of the animals on the Mizbeach, so we could assume that that's the animal that you, the head that you put up is the animal that's the problematic animal. And then afterwards, Yikrevu Kol HaRoshim Kulam. And this is follows what we learned earlier in our shiurim, that we toila that was the problematic one. Similarly, Kiraim Shalach Mehem, if the legs of one of them, which is the Baal Mum, was brought, of one of these animals in the smikshu was brought up, we assume again that that's the problematic Baal Mum, and Yikrevu Kol HaKrayim. And now we could understand, then we could bring all the rest. Cham Aimrim, Afilu Karva, Kulam, Chutz Me'achmem, even before you recognize what's going on here, you brought up all of them, besides one of them. The Aloch is that last one, we have to be concerned, maybe it's the Baal Mum, and Yetz L'Beis Asrefa, we have to be put on the Mizbeach. So the question here is, going back to something we've been discussing throughout our shir, when they all got mixed up, that everybody agrees that you shouldn't put anything on the Mizbeach, why don't we say that Nitcha, that they became disqualified, and the Aloch is that once it's Nitcha, it's Nitcha. We're going to have to say that Belezer, as we said earlier in our perek, is going to hold like the opinion of Chanan HaMitzri that he doesn't, that does not subscribe to the concept of Nitcha. Amar Rav Elazar, Lahichshe Rav Elazar, El Shnayim Shnayim. But now says the Gemara that even Rav Elazar is lenient in our Mishnah, is only lenient if it was taken up two at a time. Because if you took up two at a time, so you know for sure that you did not put on the Mizbeach something that may not be on the Mizbeach, because you only had one Baal Mum. So if you put up two, you know that you certainly have only one, was that one was okay. Avel Echad Ve'Echad, if you only put up one, Loi, then we can't be lenient, because we have to be concerned that the one that you put up is not the problematic one. Nasser Rav Yirmiya asks Rav Yirmiya, we learned in the Mishnah, V'chamar Mefil Karban Kulan Chutz Me'echamen Yetz L'Beis Asreifa. Rav Elazar say, if you left with one, don't put it on. Isn't that mean Rav Elazar that is lenient, says that even with one you could be on the Mizbeach? My echad. When Rav Elazar uses the word echad in the Mishnah, he doesn't mean a single one. What he means is a pair. Only if you have a pair left, that's when Rav Elazar only speaks about a situation. Where we're dealing with pairs. And as we said a moment ago, whenever you're only dealing with pairs, it's much easier to be lenient, because you know for sure that you're not putting something on the, you're not putting one on the Mizbeach. We learned earlier, as we said, that understanding the opinion of Rav Elazar is very connected to the concept that we learned that when we spoke about a ring, that we have a ring of Avodah Zarah, which we're not allowed to have anah, falls into many other rings, and one ring fell into the sea. Again, that we follow the opinion that we assume that was the problematic ring. And in fact, the Gemara there on Daf Ayin Dalet said that the opinion of Rav is connected to Rav Elazar of our Mishnah. The interesting question is on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like the Chacham of our Mishnah and says that even if one limb or two limbs were already put on the Mizbeach, he says we can't put up the rest of the Avrim. On the other hand, by the case of Avodah Zarah, he does follow the opinion of Rav, who we said now is really based on the opinion of Rav Elazar, and does allow the remaining rings. So how do we reconcile the two halachas of the Rambam? Says the Kesem Mishnah, that the Rambam really agrees with the logic of Rav Elazar, the proof being that he paskins like Rav Elazar when he speaks about the Avodah Zarah rings. The reason that he doesn't accept Rav Elazar's opinion in our Mishnah is because, as we said earlier in the shir, the whole reason Rav Elazar could say his opinion is because he doesn't subscribe to the concept of Dichui, but says, and he's not worried about Dichui. But the Rambam is concerned about Dichui. And given that the Rambam is concerned about Dichui, so even though conceptually, he agrees with what Rebbe Lezer has been teaching us, that we assume that the problematic one is the one that fell into the sea. The problematic one is the one that was already put on the Mizbeach. But now I have another issue of Dichui, which is unique to Kabbonis, but doesn't apply by Avodah Zarah.